it my way.
But what I want to learn is the last Home Slicking and McFuffin.
Alright. Did that hurt?
Nope.
Nope.
The last 10. So that is 18.
I'll tell you exactly where one's at.
Yeah, more than 10, more than
10. Okay.
Okay, now chapter 24. We'll do chapter 24. Now, 18 psukim. We're going to fly here. But, in order to do these 18 psukim properly, I'm going to show you something.
Bless you.
People don't know this, but these 18 psukim, I'll show you in a minute. You see, it's starting in the middle of nowhere. So it says like this, Valmosha Amar. You have the English in front of you?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something that doesn't say anything about it. Valmosha Amar. So Hashem said to Moshe, Ale El Hashem, climb up to Hashem. Climb up the mountain to Hashem, right? Which mountain?
Har Sinai.
Ata va'aron, you and Aaron, Nadav va'vihu, right? Just take with you, Aaron. This is like the final call up to Har Sinai, right? Nadav va'vihu v'shivim mizikne Yisrael, you and Nadav and Avihu and 70 elders, yishtachavisa merachik, and you'll bow down from far away. Now, when was this? You know, like last week already Hashem gave the Torah. On Har Sinai, he already gave the Ten Commandments and everything. So when did all this happen? So to Moshe, he said, oh, this is like in the middle of chapter 24. It goes like the middle of everything. Starts with a V, and, which is a funny way to start a sentence. Mm-hmm. All right, we're taught we're not supposed to do that. V El Moshe Amar, and to Moshe said, so what's and? Continuing from where? You with me, guys?
Yeah.
All right, continuing from where? And to Moshe, he said, climb up the mountain, you and Aaron and Nadav and Avihu and 70 people. Migash Moshe Levado El Hashem. Let's do a couple of psukim. So we see, and then Moshe climbed himself up to God. Behem Lo Yigashu, and they didn't go up. Baham Lo Yalo Ima, and the people didn't go with him. So this is Moshe Rabbeinu climbing the mountain. Vayava Moshe, and then Moshe came. Where'd he come?
Har Sinai.
Came back down. So a little quick. Vayisaper Lam is called Divrei Hashem, and he told the people over all the words of Hashem. So this is like a whole different story than the one we know. We know that he went up there in 40 days and 40 nights, and then they built a golden calf. And so what happened to that? All of a sudden it says, the whole story is gone. It says here that Moshe went up, and the elders followed him a little bit, and then Moshe went up, and then he came down. No story up on the mountain. But you have a Moshe, and Moshe comes down. Yisaper Lam is called Divrei Hashem. He tells the people everything about Hashem. Let's call him Mishpatim, tells them all the laws. Vayan kol ha'am kol echad vayomru. And the people all answered when they heard Moshe, and they said, Kol advar masher dibar Hashem naseh, we're going to do everything that Hashem said. So this took place when? Yichtov Moshe, with one more pasuk. Pasuk 4, you have it? Yichtov Moshe, es kol dibrei Hashem, the Moshe Rabbeinu wrote everything down. What was that? Yashkin, what did he write down? He came down to save the Torah. Where did he come down? What was the story here? Vayashkin Baboker, this is what I tell you, you read the story, it's like a different Bible here. Vayashkin Baboker, and then he got up in the morning, Vayivan Mizbeach, and he built an altar. So let me tell you something, here's a secret. That all of this has nothing to do with giving, this what we're reading here has nothing to do with Moshe getting the Torah. This is a whole separate story. In order to understand the story, nobody realizes this. This is like a whole separate story. This story, this V, which is an and, the way it starts, is a continuation. In order to understand this, you got to go all the way back to the first part of the story in chapter 18. Please do this here for a second. I'll show you what happens. Before Hashem gave the Torah, let me find this here. Chapter 19. Here we go. In chapter 19, verse 7. Well, let's go back even a little bit further. Let's do even further here. chapter 19, verse 3. Bear with me on this. Let me just tell you the mechanics of how this is going to work. And you'll know something nobody else knows. But you go from chapter 19, verse 3, and you read about 10 verses, and then you skip all the way to chapter 24, and then the story continues. So it means all of this, look at this. You see, all of this is, which is the story of the Ten Commandments and all of those things, and the whole Parshas Mishpatim about slaves and all kinds of things, all kinds of halachas. This is all, like, and we interrupt this program to bring you these 50 pages. But what's actually happening here is that we're talking about, in other words, when he gets to chapter 24, keep your finger on both places for me. When he gets to chapter 24, he says, oh, let's go back to the beginning of the story. And this was a story not about the giving of the Torah, but this is a story about whether, how the Jews should approach the mountain of Har Sinai for 6 days until the Torah was given. What day was the Torah given? Anybody know? Okay, this is like super important. The Torah was given on the 6th day of Sivan.
The first one or the second one? Days.
First Torah.
49 days from Zoran.
That's right, that's right. Because, very good. Pesach was when?
Nisan.
15th of Nisan. Right? And they got out of Egypt on the 15th of Nisan. They started counting the Sviras Omer. Mm-hmm. 49 days later gives you the 6th day of the 6th day of Sivan. That's what we call today Shavuos.
Mm.
Holiday of Shavuos is the 6th day of Sivan. Now, from Rosh Chodesh Sivan, I mean 6 days before God gave the Torah, so there were 6 days of happenings at the mountain. We came, this is where, if you go back to the first place, just, you're going to have to flip back and forth here, no choice. Go back to the first place. If I had the same plumage as you, I wouldn't be able to tell you the pages, but you're okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here it says, take a look, verse 2, by Yisum Refidim, they traveled from Refidim, right? Remember, the Jews got out of Egypt, here's your historical context, and they went, they left, there was a bunch of little towns on the way, little nomadic places. They traveled from Refidim, a place called Refidim, you know where that is, by the way, there's a sign on the highways as Refidim, by Yavo Midbar Sinai, and they came to the Midbar Sinai. In other words, the whole desert wasn't called the Sinai Desert. It was just the part around Mount Sinai that was called the Sinai Desert. And that's why that was the important mountain in the Sinai Desert. So they went and they encamped in the Midbar. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. And finally the Jews, this took place on the first day of Sivan. The first day of Sivan, the Jews encamped right next to the mountain. So what's happening here is we're talking about in Yisro chapter 19 and then in Mishpatim in chapter 24, we're not talking about God giving the Torah to Moshe. We're talking about the 6 days that took place before the giving of the Torah. The last of those 6 days, meaning the 4th, the 5th, and the 6th of Sivan, are called, we call them even today, Shloshes Yemei Hagbala. Those are the 3 days when we weren't allowed to touch the mountain. Because apparently even 3 days before God gave the Torah, His Shechina, the presence of Hashem, came down on the mountain. And they were not allowed to be anywhere near the mountain.
Wow.
And what we're learning about here tonight for the next few minutes is those Gevaldika 3 days that took place, were the whole 6 days we're going to show. I'm going to show you real quick. Day one, like the 6 day war, right? Day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, and God gave them the Torah. Those were super happenings that took place before God gave the Torah. By the way, like, you know, you see from this, there's a point here. And the point is that, you know, we all think about the epiphany of getting the Torah, right? Another thing, the epiphany of getting the Torah. But no, there's more mileage you get out of the preparation for getting the Torah than you get for the Torah. It's all about preparation. Like, you know, like it's like on a bottle of glue, you know, you want this to stick, you gotta prepare the surface well. Right? Gotta get rid of all the schmutz, otherwise the surface, the glue doesn't adhere to the next thing. So we had to go through 6 days of stuff before Hashem gave us the Torah on the 6th day of Sivan. And that's the way that's described in the Torah. I don't know why nobody realizes this. It's described 3 days in chapter 19 in Parshas Yisro. And then you turn all the way here to chapter 24 and you get the last 3 days.
Not
with me on this?
Not a long wait, 16.
No. No. It's not a question of a way. It's a question of what was happening then. What was going through Jewish minds, you know, as we came next to this mountain? And the first thing that happened is, for the first time, in verse 2 over here, it says, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar, Vayichan, they encamped. Usually it says, Rashi points out, Vayichan Shom, usually it says, Vayachanu Shom, and they encamped there. Vayichan means he encamped there, right? It's a singular. So this one, as soon as they reached the mountain, they went from plural to singular. In other words, this is where we had unity for the very first time. Whole time, all the book of Shmos, it doesn't say anywhere Vayachan, Vayichan. It always says Vayachanu. They encamped. All of a sudden he encamped. So Rashi says there, we see there in chapter two, in verse 2, Vayichan Shom Yisrael. Rashi wants to know, why does it say it in a singular, not in a plural? Because they were ki'ish echad b'lev echad, because they were like one man with one heart. Avol shar kol achaniyos, Rashi says, but all the other encampments, b'tarumayis, b'machleikis, they're always fighting with each other and arguing with each other, this is my place, your place, you know. So this is the first time. So somehow or another, the mountain, just so how did the mountain accomplish getting them all to be one, no arguments? So they were all inspired. This is just an example, a metaphor. No, it is not the same. It is a metaphor. But when I was a couple weeks ago, when I was in the Ukraine, so there was like by the Baal Shem Tov's grave, there was 100 people, let's say, with me, and they were 90%, let's say, Hasidim, and they were all different kinds of Hasidim. But all the different Hasidim are always arguing, I'm right. Everybody's got the right one, right? The Breslovers are right, the Lubavitchers are right, Satmars are right. Everybody feels like they're right? But over there by the Baal Shem Tov, which was the source of the whole thing, nobody was right. Nobody was wrong. Like, you know, it was amazing. He didn't hear any of that stuff because everybody was humbled by the Baal Shem Tov before. In other words, you take a bus 6 hours from the airport, and all of a sudden you're in a place which is frozen in history, and there's no machlokas there. Nobody's arguing my way, your way. Baal Shem Tov is above it all. So the thing is, when the Jews came to Mount Sinai, so when they saw the mountain, and it already had the Shekhinah on the mountain, so all the machlokas was over. Wow. Nobody's arguing anymore. So here they are at the mountain, nobody's arguing. 6 days they were without argument. Might be the only 6 days in history where that it says anyway that we didn't argue. No Jew argued with each other. The only 6 days in history. Here you have it.
That's historical in itself.
Okay, so right, development, right? So here you go. It's tremendous. Verse 3. You with me?
Yeah.
Well, Moshe Allah Elohim. So now they're 6 days early to Mount Sinai. They could have come like I come last minute. But they came 6 days early to Mount Sinai, chapter 19, verse 3. Moshe, the leader, says, I'm going to approach the mountain. Everybody, we're not ready to get the Torah yet. I'm just going to approach the mountain. Let me say, like, what do you call it? Like a trailblazer, you know, like, you want to, let's check out the mountain, right? So, you got to get ready for this, right? In 6 days is going to be by the way, just while I'm here, this whole thing was like a big surprise, you know, because when Moshe took the Jews out of Egypt, he didn't say to them, come, we're going to give you a Torah. Right. We're going to free you. this is like a little bit of a fast one. All of a sudden they came to Mount Sinai. Even when Hashem spoke to Moshe at the burning bush, he said, you know, take the people out of Egypt. He didn't say, and I'm going to give them the Torah. It says a little bit. It says, and you're going to come and worship Hashem on this mountain. But that just means that you're going to bring a korban here. That's all it means. That you're going to bring sacrifices, as we're going to see. It doesn't mean you're going to get the Torah. So this whole Torah thing was like Torah? Like that. Nobody was expecting God to come down on a mountain and talk to them. They're just going to go free. You know, the blacks went free, the Tibetans went free, the Jews went free, this all went free, everyone went free. There's nothing wrong. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't, we were liberated, we were emancipated. Moses came to Paro and said, let my people go. Okay, let them go. I mean, he didn't let them go, but, you know, that would have been enough. More than that, we're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, we're going to have a land, the promised land. Okay, good enough. How's the Torah get in the middle of all this? This was a surprise. And it was, by the way, Moshe went through, I said this a couple nights ago, Moshe went through a couple different stages in his life, maybe four or five different stages. I remember I mentioned he went through 18 stages, but there's four or five identifiable stages that he went through. He started off as like for the Jewish people, he was like a civil rights leader. right? He came and he said, you know, it's not fair. They're slaves. Let them out. That's all. And when he was young, what bothered Moshe? What was the story that bothered Moshe? He couldn't stand to see the Egyptian beating up the Jew. This was like, I'm saying, in other words, this was like a
human.
What?
Human activist.
Yeah, it was an activist. That's what he was. He was an activist. He was like a hero for the people. He was a people's man. It was great. Great. I mean, it wasn't a religious leader. I'm not saying he wasn't religious. I'm talking about Moshe, but he wasn't a religious leader per se. He was an activist, as you say. He said, and then all of a sudden Hashem speaks to him and says, okay, you're going to, not all of a sudden, 80 years later, Hashem speaks to him and says, you're going to take the people up. Here, when he climbed up Har Sinai, all of a sudden he became a holy man. And this was like a big change in Moshe's life. Because at this moment, he went away, they were free.
Oh, wow.
There's no more an issue of freeing the people. Now there was an issue of becoming holy. And how now you see he doesn't eat, he doesn't sleep, and Hashem talks to him, and he has to wear a mask, you know, because his face is glowing so much. A whole different part of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. This was like a paradigm shift in his life. Something took place in his life with him. That, I mean, do you ever realize this? It's like it's an amazing switch that took place. Here's where it took place, right here. They come to the mountain. Moshe Rabbeinu. They come to this mountain. This is the mountain. Looks at the triptych. This is where it is, right? This is the mountain. Sees the cloud on the mountain and everything. And he says, okay, here's the mountain. I'm going to check it out. You all stay here. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to check it out. When he checked out this mountain, Moshe Rabbeinu changed to a different person.
Whoa.
That's what happened. So Moshe, Allah Elohim. So this is a key verse here, verse 3. Moshe climbs up to Hashem. Means he climbs up to the mountain. Before he gets to Torah. No Torah here. Vayikra Elav Hashem min Ahar, and God starts talking to him on the mountain. Tremendous. Now this wasn't new, because he spoke to Hashem at the burning bush. And according to the Medrash, it was at the same place. So he knew,
my goodness.
He knew that he was able to focus. He knew he was gonna hear something on this mountain. He knew that this was a place where you can hear God. So he climbed up the mountain, realizing that he needs further instructions as to what to do with the people. This was not Torah. Vayikra Elav Hashem min Ahar, God calls him from the mountain, and he says to him, Ko somar lebeis Yaakov, okay, this is what you should do. Talk to the people. Beis Yaakov is who?
The women.
We all know that, the women, right? And Vesagid lebeis Yisrael, and talk to the men. This is what you're going to tell the men and the women and the men. You're going to tell them. Atem Reis, well, before you tell them, let me just show you something here. You take a look at Rashi 3. When was this?
The Yom
HaSheni. So here we're going to climb the calendar. We're going to climb the calendar. They came to the mountain. It was Rosh Chodesh Sivan. This was on the second day. We're 4 days away from getting the Torah, right? So this is Yom HaSheni, Rashi says. V'chol al Yosef v'ashkamahayu, and he always got up early in the morning to climb the mountain, because we're going to see he goes up, he goes down, he goes up, he goes down. People don't realize this, that he went up and down and up and down 10 times. It wasn't just a one shot.
How many times?
I think 10 times altogether. Went up and down, up and down, up and down. He kept on going up and down the mountain. He got white hair,
so.
He's got white hair. Amazing. In other words, every time he didn't know something, and we got to get ready for the big event, he went up to the mountain, talked to God, had an audience.
Oh,
but this was
goodness.
Not Torah for the people. This was just prophecy. So he climbs up. Rashi says, V'chol al Yosef v'ashkamahay, and every time he went up, it was always early morning. Shinemar v'yashki Moshe b'boker, because it says he got up in the morning. Okay, now let's go further. Dalit. This is what Hashem tells him on the mountain. Atem re'isem. This is what he tells him. Tells Moshe to tell the people, go down day two, remember?
Right.
And go down on day two and tell the people like this. This is the first preparation. Atem Reisem Asher Asisim L'Mitzrayim. You see, I took you out of Egypt. Right? I took you out of Egypt. We did the freedom thing. V'Esa Eschem Al Kamfei Nisharim, and carried you out on eagle's wings. V'Avi Eschem Elayin, I brought you here. I'm not going to go into every pasuk here so much, but it's not our parasha. I just want to bring out a... V'Atem, now... Im shamoa tishmu bekoli, if you can finally listen to what I have to say, ushmartem esprisi, and you keep my covenant. Right? So now what's going to happen to you is v'yisem li segula mikolo amim. You're going to become a very special chosen people. So when did they become a chosen people? Right now. Right. If somebody asks you like this, like, when do they become, when do the Jews become a chosen people anyway? So the answer is on the second day of Sivan.
Nice.
Right. So, like, you got to answer that question quick. When? Second day of Sivan. What?
I don't know.
What?
No, people know on the second day.
Nobody knows it.
No, second day of Sivan.
Second day of Sivan, we became chosen. So Hashem says to Moshe, tell them, you want to know what you're doing here by the mountain? Because it was a surprise. What's with the mountain? So he says, I'm telling you, you're going to listen to what I have to say now. Torah, you're going to become, this is the purpose of this whole thing, you're going to become a chosen people. V'atem tiyuli mamlechas kohanim v'goy kadosh, you'll be for me a kingdom of priests, you'll be a holy nation. Eila hadvarim, these were the words I shared to Dabar Obanei Israel. These are the words that you should tell the Jewish people. Okay, we've got it now. Second day, Moshe goes up. Hashem tells him, go down. Tell the people what?
You're chosen.
You're chosen. That's what happens. But Pasuk 7. Let's move with wind. Vayavo Moshe v'yikra l'zikneyam. Moshe comes. He calls together, goes down, he descends the mountain. He says to the elders of the nation, calls them all together, but Yasim was famous, called Varmailashir Sivawash, and tells them exactly what the Jews have. How's he supposed to talk? Why doesn't he talk to a whole nation? Because there's 3 million of them. How's he supposed to talk to 3 million? You're talking about Manhattan. Can't get up, and, you know, even if you have a microphone, how do you talk to? So you can't talk to 3 million people. Think about how much space. There's no high risers.
Hashem wouldn't like project his voice out.
Could have, but he didn't. Could do anything he wants. What?
Let's talk out about
800,000. Yeah. How much space does 3 million people take in camp, in tents?
Like 2-3 football fields or something?
What are you talking about? 3 billion people? 3 million people? So the state of New Jersey.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. No, it's like 3 airports.
That's places. Ridiculous.
Yeah, but like the state of New Jersey, Manhattan holds about 3 million people every single day, and they got buildings to go up to the Shemayim.
Yeah. Wow.
At least they used to have buildings.
Yeah. Well, I know in New York they
are gone.
And then in New York they had almost a million people. We're talking that was like an Air Force base, like a whole rundown Air Force base.
Okay, so you're talking with 3 million people in tents. You're talking so Moshe could not in tents. The Moshe couldn't possibly have talked to all the people. It was ridiculous. You're talking about the state of New Jersey. That's what you're talking about. Like, you know, if you're talking about something that would take about 6 hours to drive. Think about it. Do a population density study on tents. And you'll see, like, an Indian reservation has about 100 people. It takes about a mile square.
Oh, really? Oh my goodness. That must have been
close. Or sound like I know what I'm talking about. No, but it's logical. It's logical, right? So what does he do? He calls the elders because he told the elders, wait for me at the bottom of the mountain. Now what are the elders going to do? They're going to go, listen to what Hashem says, and they're going to spread the word around. Each one's going to go to their place, and they're going to spread the word around. Okay. Vayadu kolam. So what happens is the elders, he tells it to the elders. The elders tell it to everybody else. This is all day two. Vayadu kolam yachtov. And everybody got together, and they said, Vayomer kol asher dibar Hashem nas. Okay, we'll do it. We want to be a special people. We will do whatever Hashem says. Vayoshev Moshe. Now watch this. Vayoshev Moshe. You have it, the middle of eight. And Moshe returns as divrei ha'am, the words of the people El Hashem. You know, God could hear without Moshe. But what happens is that Moshe is relaying back and forth. He's like the messenger boy. So he doesn't know what to do when they get to Mount Sinai. He runs up the mountain. Hashem says to him, okay, go down and tell them they're going to be special. Okay, they all say, we're going to do it. We're for it. So he runs back up to tell Hashem. They say, okay, they're going to be special. What day was that? See if Rashi tells us here. Where did it go? Yashem Moshe 8. Doesn't tell us yet.
The day after the day on which Moses ascended to hear the words.
Say that again in English?
The day after the day on which Moses ascended to hear the words.
So that's day
4.
Yeah.
3.
The day after the day.
It says 3, isn't it?
Yom
Shlishi.
Oh. Yom Shlishi.
I thought Rashi said it. Where are you?
Oh, that's in
Ted. Oh, okay. I thought it was it.
Oh, yeah, Shahu Yom Shlishi.
Oh, no, looking at Rashi, that's why. Oh, Biyom HaMacharas? Very good, perfect. Rashi. Biyom HaMacharas, this is already the next day, because a lot of stuff happened. Shu Yom Shlishi, so now we're talking about day three. Again, Rashi repeats Sharei Bashkama Allah, because Moshe always went up early in the morning. This was an early morning thing. So since he always went up early in the morning, so you know for sure it was the next day, because you can only have early in the morning once. Mm-hmm. So it must be that if he went up, and he only goes up in the morning, so it's got to be the next day. So that's how Rashi knows that it's the next day. Oh, then Rashi asks my question. But didn't God himself know what the people said was supposed to have to go and say? Because Moshe was a mensch. That's why. Somebody asks you something, somebody tells you something, you get back to them. So that's what we learn from here. In other words, Hashem says, tell the people this. Of course Hashem knows the answer.
Right.
But the only right thing to do, Moshe said, is I'm going to go back to HaKadosh Baruch when I'm going to tell him. So what did he tell him? In a nutshell, what did he tell him?
They accept.
That they accept. To be? Chosen people. And to keep the covenant. Okay? So that's in Pasuk 8. Now, he's back up on the mountain. It's the third day of Sivan. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. Now Hashem says to Moshe, okay, next. Hinei anochi bai lecha ba'av ha'anan. I'm going to come to you in a cloud. In other words, he says to Moshe, this is going to be cool. I'm going to come to you in a cloud. Why? Why should I come to you in a cloud? Ba'avur yishma ha'am b'dabri imach. Because I want the people to see from far away that I'm speaking to you. You see? Otherwise, they'll say, Bubamizes, right?
Like, right.
Yeah, Moshe, yeah, right. He went up to the mountain. So what's going to happen is, when you come up to the mountain, this is God, he thinks of everything. So when you come up to the mountain, I'm going to speak to you in a cloud. Why? Says right, Ba'avur yishma om b'dabri imach, so the people can hear as I'm speaking to you. V'gam d'chaya minu la'olam. Beautiful. And now what's going to happen is they're going to believe in you, not just believe in me. There's a double thing here. V'yage Moshe's divrei amal Hashem. And then, after that, Moshe said what the people said to Hashem. So Moshe came up to the mountain to tell Hashem that the people accepted. Hashem already knew, right, that the people accepted, so he didn't really have to tell him that. So Hashem started talking. So God tells him, from now on, every time you come up here, there's going to be a big cloud appearing, so that the people will see something special. They'll believe in me, they'll believe in you also. Right? This is important, they should believe in you. That's why I say Moshe Rabbeinu at this moment went up in a paradigm shift. Hashem wanted them to see him more than as a freedom leader, freedom fighter who got him out of Egypt. This is a man who's a prophet, went to the stage of prophecy. So prophecy is going to be a cloud. But Yaged Moshe is Divrei Amal Hashem. So this is interesting, because it should have said, and Moshe told the words of Hashem to the people, but it didn't say that. It says, and Moshe told the words of the people to Hashem. See that, Gabriel? Something's wrong here. Right? It should have said, like in the sequence, it should have said, Hashem said he's going to make a cloud, and Moshe says, okay, I'm going to give you, guys, Hashem's making a cloud. The answer is, he didn't tell them that, because that would have been like immodest to come back and say, whenever I go up there, there's going to be a cloud. Watch. Right, so that's why he didn't do that. Okay, now, next. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. Then Hashem says to Moshe, next direction. Lech el ha'am v'kidashtam hayom u'machar v'chipsu simosim. Tell everybody that now they should start sanctifying themselves. They should wash their clothes. They should wash themselves. V'hayu nechonim layom ha'shlishi. And they should be ready for 3 days to come. In other words, they've got 3 days to prepare themselves. Ki bayom hashlishi, because on the third day, yered Hashem leinei kol ha'am al har Sinai. On the third day, Hashem says, I'm going to come and everybody's going to see. No more of this, you climbing up the mountain and getting instructions and going back and forth with the people. You're telling me what they said. He said this, I said that. No more of that. They should get ready, because you're all going to be little prophets, right? Everybody's going to be a Moshe Rabbeinu here. So look at Rashi here in 10. Layom Hashlishi, let's just keep a date on the calendar, eye on the calendar, right? They should be ready on the third day. What's the third day? Shehu Shisha B'chodesh, which is the sixth day of the month. So what happened on the fourth and on the fifth day?
Right.
So Rashi says here, ubechamishi, that we're going to see that on the fifth day, bona Moshe es hamizbeach, tacha zahar. On the fifth day, Moshe was doing a construction project of building a altar at the bottom of the mountain. That means like out of stone and everything. He built a whole altar. Ushtemesre matzevu, with 12 different stones. Kol ha'inyan ha'omor b'parshas ve'elam mishpatim, and all of the stuff that we're going to learn about, boom, in parshas mishpatim. So what happens here is in this parsha, we've got the first 3 days, and in mishpatim, we get the last 3 days at the end of mishpatim. And in between, you have the giving of the Torah. Why isn't this in order?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because Ein Seder Muktam Mukhavitam. No, there's not a history book. It doesn't have to be in order.
Yeah.
So we take a break here in the middle to tell you Torah. This is the Torah. But here you have the first 3 days, here you have the last 3 days. That's the way it works. And then the story of the golden calf is in Kisisa. So, you know, that's the way it works. So let's go a little bit further here.
It's so confusing.
Very confusing. That's why nobody realizes. Okay, 12. Quick. V'gvaltas am saviv leimor. You should tell the people to make a... Rashi says, kvalem tchum l'simon. Put up some signposts. People should know. It's not so simple, right, to know where the mountain starts and where the mountain ends. It's not like an abrupt, you know, boom, mountain. You don't walk into a mountain. Mountain's like, gradation. That's what I'm looking for. There's a gradation to the mountain. So the people don't know where they're allowed to walk, where they're not allowed to walk. So he says to Moshe, he built this on. Give them clear boundaries. Give them boundaries. Sabi Leimar, and tell them, Hishamru Lachem, you should all be very careful. This is day 3, day 4, day 5, day 6. Be very careful. Lalois Bahar, don't climb the mountain. People are going to be trying to climb this mountain. Do not climb the mountain. Ungoa Bekatseyu, don't even touch it. Kolanogea Bahar, anybody touches my mountain, Mosumus is going to die. That's pretty heavy. Losigo Boyah, don't put your finger on it. Kisoko Yisoko. Not an animal. Loish, Loyia, Bimshocha Yovo, Hemoyalubia. Okay. Let's go a little further. 14. Vayeri Moshe Minahar Elohim. So when was this? Moshe comes down from the mountain. Vayikadosh Ha'am tells all the people everything, and they start getting ready for Mountain Torah. And he tells them in 15. Vayomer Elohim, he says to the people, Heaven Nechonim L'Shoshes Yom Malticho Elisha. For 3 days, I don't want anyone to get near their wife. Because there should be a certain level of purity here that should exist. And then we get into giving it to Vayi Vayom Ashlishi, and it was on the third day, Biyos HaBoker, in the morning, Vayi Kolos HaBrokim, Va'anon Kovet, and sure enough, lightning and thunder came on the mountain. That was the third day, which was really the sixth day from when this whole story started. And thunder and lightning and shofar started coming from the mountain, and everybody, wow, this is like really happening. Okay. But it's just tremendous. Vayotze Moshe Ha'am Likras Alekim. Moshe says to all the people, stand around the mountain, be very careful around the mountain. Calls Likras Alekim in Hamachne, come out of your tents, come out of your camp. Everybody come to the mountain, it's now the time. Vayisyasu B'tachti Sahar, and they stood at the bottom of the mountain. Har Sinai Oshan Kulay, and Har Sinai was full of smoke. Mipnei Asher Yared Alav Hashem Ba'esh, because Hashem came down on it on fire. Vayal Hashanak Hashem Kishas Ba'esh. Okay, now. Let's go quick. We got another 5 minutes. Let's move to Mishpat, chapter 24, which is the continuation of this story. Chapter 24, verse 1. Vit, and this is why it starts with Vit, and, because and, it's picking up where we left off. That's why. Picking up. Vel Moshe Amar. Now to Moshe, he says, when was this? Like Rashi, Parshasu Nemar Koydim Aseres Hadibrois. This was before the Ten Commandments. Rashi, somebody, B'dalad B'Sivan. This was, we're now on the fourth day of Sivan. Rashi, Hashem says to him, Ale, get up, come up the mountain. Was this to get the Torah? No. Just come up the mountain. Who should come up the mountain? You. Va'aro, your brother. Nadav Aviyu. Their son, his sons. Shiva Mizik Neshon, 70 big people. Ishtachavisa Merachik, I want you all 70. So, how many people were here? 74 people.
Mm-hmm.
74 people standing on the bottom of the mountain, and Vishdachavisa Merachik, and everybody should bow down to me. And then, Vanigash Moshe Levando Al Hashem, then Moshe, this is day four, remember, not day six. Day four, Moshe starts to walk away from the people, Vahim Lo Yigashu, but they stayed where they were. Va'am Lo Ya'alima, and the people stayed where they were. So you had three levels of people now. You had the whole millions of Jews, then you had 73 people at the bottom of the mountain, and then Moshe himself walks up the mountain. Day four. Vayoba Moshe. Then Moshe came down. What day was that? Rashi says, Vayoba Moshe v'saper lom, bo b'yom. Same day. Came down the same day. V'yisaper lom is called Divrei Hashem. He said everything that Hashem said, which was what? Mitzvos Prisha v'Agbola. He explained to them that they have to stay away from the mountain. Right? V'eskol ha-mishpatim. He also told them all the mishpatim. What are the mishpatim? Anybody know? Laws. So Rashi says, what laws? He's not going to give any laws yet. laws came only 2 days later. Oh, so he told them, see here, so there was like a little mitzvah. He told them Sheva mitzvahs shenitzdavu bnei Noach, told them seven Noachide laws. The Shabbos, told them about Shabbos. How do you know about Shabbos? They didn't get Shabbos yet.
From
Mara. Because there was a little mini Kabbalah Satorah before in Mura. And there Hashem told the Jewish people, I want you to keep Shabbos and keep it avain. Right? It's Tabu B'Mura. Mura is a place. So Hashem talked to them in Mura. So he told them, he came down and started telling them laws. V'Shabbos, keep it avain. U'para Aduma. V'dinim Shenidolam B'Mura. Okay. Now, what happens is, so we're still on day four. Everybody heard the laws. Kol ha-mishpatim. What laws did they hear? The seven mitzvahs and Shabbos and Kibbud Avayim. You see how the Torah came in pieces? Vayan kol ha-am kol echot. And every